Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of The Cosmic Show. We are back, folks, once again with your host, The Cosmic Rotter, alongside
Mars Bars.
We got Mars Bars.
We didn't rehearse that. I didn't know I was supposed to.
Yeah. Improv, baby.
Oh, man.
I went to Second City and I flunked out. Gave me about a week and they're just like, you're just doing the Michael Scott thing,
right?
You have a gun every time.
That's yeah, like, oh. I think Albuquerque though is the segundo city. Not quite.
God
no?
Damn it. It's something. I don't know what you would call it. I think you should call it the Chicago of the Southwest. I like that because it's windy.
Yeah,
it there's is. A shitload of murders. Everybody always lies about it.
Yep.
Just like we're corrupt.
Darker gangs, but gangs, yeah. Gang families.
It's weird. We don't have very many black gangs or nope. Irish mafia gangs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking more. Like the mafia's up there.
You know, there's a rumor. Italians. There's a big time rumor that the founders of Rio Rancho were actually ex-mob. Like they ended up in Rio Rancho because they're running from the mob.
Oh wow! Like
in Vegas and New York,
what do they call that? Witness protection,
something. Right. But these are mainly for people who had money, though. Like if you think about it, there's really random Italian places at Rio Rancho, like Joe's Pasta House. Like, why the fuck does that guy have a pasta house in Rio Rancho?
I kind of assume any like good Italian place, that's what it is. Like, that's what's 100%. Going on.
And there's not even good Italian anymore. There's M2C's. But Mario's pizza is
all right.
Not as
M2
good.
Cheese is all right.
There's another location now. It's not so great. I shouldn't eat there.
It's okay. I mean,
damn it.
I don't know. It's
the pasta. Is it homemade pasta?
Like, I think so, but they have like a main like grocery store that. So I don't think it's like made that day. It might be made like a few days before.
I see. They have like
there's
a little
disclaimer on there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's this one place in the Sawmill Market and it looks freaking amazing. Actually, it's the tiniest pasta shop in the world. I think its name translates into like tiny pasta shop or something. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, okay.
But like you go in there and just see like all this fresh pasta being made. And like, there's like two or three people working though. That's it. And
that
I'm like, that
great.
Place looks good.
That sounds excellent.
But you know who else has a great taste in food for the luxurious for the lifestyle? Our main man Diddy.
Uh-oh, straight into it.
He's back. We're not gonna cover it quite yet, but I just want to talk about it for a second because it's so funny. Okay. That motherfucker got out. He went to Cape Verde allegedly. Where is Cape Verde, Mars Bars? You were just telling me about this.
It's in the middle of the damn ocean. It's what would that be? The Atlantic Ocean? North Atlantic? Not quite, though. It's like right in the middle of the North and South Atlantics.
So the Central Atlantic.
That's the one. And I don't know how to measure on this, but a few hundred miles outside of Africa on the west side of Senegal.
So are you telling me they got this motherfucker to straight up go back to Africa? Is that what you're saying? of this podcast right now?
Yes.
They got him so scared, he went to Africa.
He went back. And it's not even like it's halfway between Africa and the U.S. It's like straight up. It's Africa.
So. And I've heard that he's not allowed to travel anywhere in the Caribbean either, which would be the next close. I mean, it's not equidistant. How far is it from the Caribbean? Is it like thousands of miles?
Oh, yeah.
Away? Okay.
Yeah.
It's way over there.
It's funny because the Caribbean islands kind of point to it. But like it's almost in the same line, but like thousands of miles away. And they do have a flag with stars on it, and it's also known as the Republic of Cabo Verde.
What do they speak there? What's the language? I bet you it's Spanish, Portuguese, and like some African stuff in English.
Yeah. I don't know. Portuguese explorers in the 15th century. So maybe.
That tiny little peninsula conquered the world for a while, you know?
Yeah, Cape Verde became economically prosperous during the 16th and 17th centuries, attracting merchants, privateers, and pirates.
So Jays and pirates.
He went pirate is what it looks like from what I'm reading here.
I don't see him as a pirate. I see him maybe like not the captain, but like the sponsor of the boat, you know, somewhere like up in the nicest room.
Yeah.
All up in the videos.
Yeah.
And the TikTok posts, you know, but not really doing anything.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's on like a nice yacht. And then you give the soldiers like just little dinky, you know, boats to go off and get the booty and then bring it back to the yacht.
They really put a whole new twist on that one. What's up with the puns today? Are we in a punny? We're in kind of a punny mood, if you will. It's crazy that this is happening on the trail. Just really quick, of the trail of the Moscow theater shooting and bombing, which I haven't even covered yet, and the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Like, what do you think about all the synchronicity on this? It's a little mind blowing.
I was excited because I thought it was the end of ritual season, but really, I think it just means it's the end of like winter rituals. May summer commence in prosperity with blood.
It's not going to chill out till like July or August, and then there'll be something in September, October, because the election.
Yeah.
That's always how it plays out.
What about the April eclipse?
Don't get me started, bro.
Next month. It's in like 10 days.
I swear to God, if they sacrifice those red heifers on the eclipse, like it's being rumored,
no.
I'm going to lose my damn mind.
Is that really? Is there any story about that yet?
A lot of Twitter traction is picking up on that. They're building a temporary altar on the Mount of Olives.
I saw a picture, but I didn't know how, like, is that real?
I think it's real. CBS Saturday Morning is covering it now. So it must be a go.
Yep.
I hate it. This morning, fucking Diddy got me on a 2-hour deep dive to try to find out if he killed Michael Jackson. Just to update you guys, I cannot confirm nor deny the rumors. It's a very, very deep thread. And that's why I've been so into Rabbi Shmulele recently, because he's rumored to be caught up in some of this shit with Diddy. But I spent the morning also pouring through the affidavit, and I couldn't find Rabbi Shmulele's name on there at all. Mm. But, like, it's just too, for me. Hey, what's up, John Archie? Caught alive. This is a big surprise. What's up, John?
Hey,
there's
John.
There's something I can't quite shake, though, about the Candace Owens, Rabbi Shmuley thing happening right before Diddy, if he's even at all tied to Lucian Grange, who's another Jewish record producer who's thought to be at the top. And once we get to the allegations on the affidavit, he and Diddy were literally engaged in a years or decades long sexual relationship. Like, what? This affidavit is crazy. There's receipts and screenshots of everything he's talking about, dude.
Whoa.
It's like really, really disturbing. And he says he has the tapes or copies of some of the tapes, and they confirmed the IT guy. Like, this IT guy was rumored, and then they reached out to him, the court, and he was like, yeah, I'm not public, but that's me.
Oh no.
It's a fascinating document, and there's Cuba Gooding Jr. in there. Oh, dude, there's more. Diddy got pictures of Stevie J, a prominent black record producer, literally having sex with a white twink. Like, there's literally a screenshot of that. And he said he tried to do that to, he tried to use that to groom him. He kept trying to groom this guy to being gay with him. It's mind blowing. And Diddy liked everything, apparently. Apparently, you're required to.
Everything?
If you're like his assistant, you had to have some of every drug in your fanny pack at any given time in case he wanted it. GHB, ecstasy, fentanyl, weed, shrooms, LSD. Like, he would just like ask for it, and like it was your job to have it.
Wow.
This guy is crazy, dude.
This is nuts.
It's almost like he was playing himself on Get Him to the Greek, right? Like, literally being himself on camera for a second. He's like, wait, I'm on camera, but I can pretend like I'm not?
Right.
Let me freak out. Apparently, they had freak-offs. I didn't know about this. Do you know what a freak-off is?
No.
I think you just go there, you know, like you normally do. You hang out with your boys. You have some drinks and some smoke.
You go there not like you normally do.
Yeah. But then, like, somebody has a cool idea, and they call, like, a bunch of hookers and, like, degenerate girls that they know.
Right.
And you just try to get them all to come there to do the dirtiest things. It's almost like you're competing
to be like the freakiest. Oh, like truth or dare, but, like, doing it in a room with everyone.
Yeah.
Truth or dare doing it.
You remember when Chappelle was like, I only drink the finest Cambodian breast milks. Like,
oh, what
does Chappelle know?
Yeah. Like, how he go on down to Koreatown.
Why don't you take a picture with the midget across the bridge holding these balloons? Like, what? Balloon fetish?
And how the guy's like carrying him in and yeah.
You know, I learned that's a real fetish through Alex Rosen and I Fight for Kids. He caught a pred that was into having balloons in his pants. Yeah, just let that sink in for a second. Like, are you pretending like it's yours? Are you like rubbing up against the balloon? Like, what is the idea? Is it that it might pop? Like, what is the intrigue?
Terrible. All right.
I digress. I'm not participating in the next Diddy Freak Off, okay? You guys
can't rest assured.
But I'm not, I'm just slightly weird. We got to get into the ball. Yeah, inflated balloons, Ivor. I don't know why. I don't know.
Balloona?
Yeah. Balloonista, if you will. what do you think about the Baltimore Bridge debacle? We'll cover that first before we get into the Diddy. Like, I try to stay away from the... I almost said the thing. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but it's like I'm almost so numb to conspiracies and terrorist attacks and uncalled things over the past 4 years that I almost don't even pay attention when it's like a structure collapsing or something crashes into it anymore.
Yeah.
Like manufacturing plants blow up or trains derail. It's just normal, as Howard would say. It's just normal. We're just reporting on these trains derailing more. And we're just reporting on these bridges collapsing. Like, I don't... Are we to not believe our eyes? Are we getting gaslit right now about this kind of thing? Before we watch video, I want to know your initial reactions to the Baltimore Bridge. And also that question I just asked, like, are we just getting so numb to this stuff that it's going over its head? And what's the point of it all? Why is this happening right now?
I don't know why it's happening. I think that one is like very commercial. Like, it's about blocking that waterway and making shortages. Just like they've been destroying, what do you call it? Like, massive chicken farms and stuff have been like catching on fire over the last couple of years, and
Maui.
Stuff like that. Maui, yeah, but this actually will physically disrupt the supply chain, like for a while, till they can get it all cleared out, and then at least get it cleared out. But the other thing I would say, whenever this happens now, it's like, well, the only thing I could really say, even without seeing anything, is that that's not how it happened, or that's not what caused it to fall, or whatever the case may be, whatever they say is the cause of it, like this and like that cathedral that fell down in New York, like, I don't know, or Connecticut. I can't remember. It was like not long ago, though. It just like collapsed on itself. Whatever they say the cause is, it's not. That's all.
That's all we know is that they're lying to
that's
us.
All, yeah.
We don't know what.
I start there every time.
It's really unfortunate, right? Because if they would have, I mean, this is what, all right, here we go. Ivor says, plenty of shipping channels explain exactly what happened. We'll look at that on our own time. I know what you're talking about, though. There are some like really deep dives onto this by shipping focused YouTube channels. I'm actually very looking forward to reading up more on this. I'm actually pretty agnostic on this. Like, I think it looks weird. The sped up version looks like he took a hard turn directly at the beam after the lights went out over a period of time. People called cyber attacks right away. I'm not going to go there. I do think the strangest connection to everything is that the CEO of that company, was it the CEO?
Oh, yeah.
Who's the, what, the sister-in-law of Mitch McConnell, married to, or married to his brother-in-law or something like that?
Right, right.
She was found dead in her car 6 weeks ago or 6 days ago in a drowning, allegedly.
Yeah.
And this Evergreen company has been tied to other nefarious trafficking activities, which I don't want to go into and cover on YouTube at all. You can just imagine what I'm thinking, but it's at least a little suspect. And like you said, I don't think they're giving us the complete answers. And I just hope this wasn't some kind of intentionally controlled catastrophe to help throw things into chaos before the election, because there's going to be something, people, whether this one is it or not, I don't know. But they have us so scared as a people. We're in this like trauma-based mind control that the government has been perfecting for decades. And now they're just applying it en masse through our news channels, our social media channels, our Twitter. We're being conditioned to. He says it wasn't Evergreen. He says Evergreen is Killery's ship. This one was different. I heard that this was... We've heard this was his, was Evergreen, though.
She was the CEO of the shipping company. Let's see.
Ivor's always pretty
in tune. Doesn't say.
He's usually pretty in tune with this shit, so I won't discount him for sure. Like I said, I'll just have to look into it more myself.
Yeah. Oh, I did hear, though, that...
leased by Maersk.
They said no one was on the bridge. Did you hear that?
Well, six people died, so that can't be true.
Well, okay. Well, sorry. Not that no one was there, but there were no, like, pedestrian vehicles. It was... like six potholes.
It was crew.
Yeah, crew.
Dude, at the beginning, I heard that it was a lot. I was hearing in the dozens, like 25.
I know. I feel like they're covering that up because it just seems like, why would it be empty? Like, there's no way.
They shut down the bridge, but I don't think they shut, like, just judging what I see out here on the roads daily, like, 6 to 8 workers is enough to cover a few hundred square feet of road work. Like, it's not much. So there's 6 to 8 workers. I'm guessing they rerouted around them and probably let traffic keep going. But I don't know. I don't know. Oh, are Kevin Mooring is in. Yeah, we'll watch some video for sure. We're just getting chats in right now. They're really stoked about this topic. Kevin Mooring says, fun fact, the ship was flying the same flag as the ship that crashed on the beach and leave the world behind. Did you watch that Obama movie? I didn't watch
it. No, what's that?
Apparently, Barack and Michelle Obama produced their first feature film on Netflix. Of course, if you are in the know, Susan Rice, I think, went to Netflix and joined the board for a while.
No way.
But now they're on there. Yeah, and this is a catastrophe flick about a cyber attack that causes world chaos. It's just on Netflix. Whoa. Just normal.
That's weird.
Ivor says the videos you see are sped up 10x. Yeah, and I know that. I know that watching it, but still. Like, still, dude.
Right. He aims right for it.
He goes right for it. You're like, I'm already on it, bro.
The other weird thing, though, is that, like, for a split second, like, it hits, but there's, like, a split second, and then you see all these, like, explosion go like along the like bottom where, and you can see cars going across it in the video. Like, that's bullshit.
Kevin says I gotta go watch that movie. So I got like 3 movies I want to watch this weekend. I want to watch that, Memento, and Donnie Darko. Let's see if I
watch
2 of those and watch this one for the first time. I also want to watch that Predator movie to see if it's woke or not. Because I have this Native coworker who's kind of Republican and based, but she likes Native shit because, you know, being Native. So I
gotta... It's probably a female Predator or trans Predator. Like,
oh my God. Please tell me no. Ivor says, ship lost power. The pilot declared emergency, called the police to block the bridge. They had no power, Mars.
No.
It's simple. Lies. They have no power or backup power. Because ships don't have backup power anymore either. Just kidding, Ivor.
You can see the explosions. Okay, fine. You can see the explosions, though, on this video right here. And you can see where it's like cut.
He says they were in contact with port, saying they lost control of the ship. Damn, hell yeah. Donnie Darko is a must. That is some predictive programming in that movie. That's an amazing movie.
Dude, today my adopted grandma said, have you watched Birth of a Nation yet?
Yes!
Isn't she black? She gave it to me. No. And Metropolis is the other one she gave me that I need to watch.
Metropolis just creeps me the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's a good one. It makes sense. It's completely, you know what that movie's about. Iris is not power as in electricity. Iris says Donnie Darko is great. They had it full reverse, but it didn't help. The new Predator says autistic kids are the future of evolution. It kills everyone. Intelligent like a shit slasher villain. All right. That's great. Let's get into this. Here's the audio dispatch from Guardian News on the bridge collapse.
Bum, bum, bum.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys
can you hear?
On
the north
side. Yeah. Let me full screen.
Side, hold all traffic on the key bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic. Yeah, we're all on the route to the south. I'm holding traffic now. I was dragging, but we stopped prior to the bridge, so I'll have all out of the traffic stopped.
10-4, is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
K-9-1, but yeah.
God. Want me to stop traffic on their site right now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on. I'm not sure where. Verify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge. I have all interloop traffic stopped at this time. Once you get here, I'll go grab the workers on the key bridge and then stop the outer.
Just initial thoughts? I wish they were a little bit more scared. They don't seem to be... Like, dispatch workers... I listen to a lot of 911 calls for my true crime podcasts. And they're very emotional. They are normal people. They don't act right in situations like this. So I'm kind of a little bit perturbed by, like, there's not a little. I mean, we do have dudes involved. So maybe these dudes have just seen some shit or just be like, okay, I know what to do.
Right.
Do you think that's notable at all? Or do you find anything interesting so far?
Well, at this point, though, like, it hasn't hit it yet. Right.
Well, I think it's...
Or it already has.
I think it's the moment it happened, and then he's watching it slowly fall down. Because you see in the subtitle right here, C-13 dispatched the whole bridge just fell down. So maybe this is happening in real time.
Can you go back like 5 seconds?
Yeah, let's do it.
You get here, I'll go grab the... workers on the key bridge and then stop the outer loop.
C-13 dispatch. The whole bridge just fell down. Start is whoever.
And this might be edited and cut together. Like, we don't really know. We just know this is patches of the audio call.
The whole bridge just collapsed.
Simple dispatch is right. That's correct. This time. Give me no more traffic was stopped. I can't get to the other side, the fishes. The bridge is down. We're going to have to get somebody on the other side of the Anne Arundel County MSP to get up here and stop traffic coming northbound on the T Bridge.
He sounds a little excited now.
I'm holding all traffic northbound.
Yeah, he's getting into it after a second. They're like telling him, like really play it up, bro. Like really hem it
like,
up.
Like, oh shit. Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Little weird. Kevin Morris says, what about Mitch McConnell's relative that had control of the ship found dead after putting her car in reverse and backed into a pond? What did she find to make her demise so abruptly? We were just talking about that before you joined.
Yep. I'm sure she was just like, no. Like, no, I'm not gonna. Like, I
Ivor said that it wasn't Evergreen. He said that that was Killary's ship, and I think it is. I think I saw somewhere confirmed the Dali, which is the name of the ship, was also an Evergreen ship.
Ah, okay.
We got John Arch with a couple of questions. Fucking Pajit's doing the Chew's bidding. Look on the map, you'll see a large gray splotch on the edge of the bay. It's involved as a Chew bot steel factory plant. This is actually controlled by India. Like, there are a lot of Indian workers on this ship, like 80 or 90%. And the ship was responsible for another catastrophe a couple years ago. I don't know about that. Reporting off that off the cuff, this ship was involved in other weird shit.
Right.
John Arch says, those are lizard people phoning in the report of the tragedy. Ivor said, didn't she drive a Tesla? Or she's Michael Scott and just could not navigate GPS.
Right. It said go right, reverse.
I gotta go. Go. It's Maersk, a different company. And Kevin Morris said, like the Evergreen that blocked the Suez Canal. Oh, bam. They sent in this.
There we
go. This is the economic hit ship. Holy shit, Kevin. You're helping us put the pieces together. You know, I'm a problem. You know, I have a lot on my mind all the time. I need you guys to fill in the blanks on these. Ivor said she's an Asian driver. True. You can never underestimate the power of Asian drivers. Like, the guy had to keep complete traffic and chaos going or shut down an intersection at a left turn signal. You just never know. It just depends on the place with the Asian. Her skills would have been valued in a different country for violating the left turn signal. Wait.
You don't signal when you back up, though.
Yeah, this is the wrong. I'm over here contemplating the morality of MVD laws now. See how this is going?
You wouldn't be the first.
Oh, by the way, shout out MVD. It only cost me $60 to get my car re-registered today. So that's pretty good. For 2 years?
I know. I noticed it was cheaper too when I did mine.
It's based in New Mexico. Keep it going. Mm-hmm. I saved so much. Are you even getting a custom license plate for $12 now?
Oh, hello. See what they do?
Yeah, but it's a CYFD one. It's adopt a kid. It's going to be the adopt a kid license plate.
Okay.
Instant advertising.
Yep.
Adopt kids, people. If you guys are out there and you guys can provide a safe home, I highly recommend trying to foster some children and not be the weirdos like we know foster the kids that Diddy got access to. Terrible. We're still on the Baltimore Bridge, though. We got a little bit more time on this. We got a couple more videos. Let me find my next one. Let's see. The moment of Baltimore Bridge collapsing, captured by resident. Oh, yeah, this is one of those lizard people that John Arch was saying. He's like, oh, yeah, the lizard people, they're on the scene with the video recordings. Well, let's take a look at the first mobile vertical videos to be taken and shared widely, it seems like.
Let me see this.
I think this is in real time too. If not, the next one will be real time. Oh no.
Yo, what the?
Sorry. I paused it because I saw this comment come in. We will reshare it. Kevin, you get me sometimes. Here's something to think about. CERN is firing back up on eclipse day.
Thank you, Kevin.
Also heard the red heifers are being sacrificed on eclipse day.
Mm-hmm.
It's all coming together according to plan.
It's a Monday.
Donald Trump is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Or they're framing events around him to make it be that he is. I don't know. I hate it.
Yep.
I'm not voting ever again. Ever again. Never voting.
Nope.
Bridge collapse. Your tax dollars at work. Shit just happens like this when you pay taxes.
Yo! Oof. What the? What?
Whoa. What
the? No shot! No shot! Gosh! No way in hell I just witnessed that. No way! No way! The Key Bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
What are the odds that this guy is Jewish? Just
got hit by a cargo ship. What the absolute.
Yep.
Dude, no way we just watched it. Bro. Yo, shine a light on you. Shine a light on you. What the hell?
How'd they know to be there?
Yeah.
Why were these guys out there?
Mm-mm.
They had nice phones. They didn't have like a prepaid phone. They had at least like something I have, like an A54, which requires like a real phone plan most of the time. But let's check out the raw video. Yeah,
why were they out there?
He said there's a visible comet too on April 8th. Come on, man. Stop it, Ivor.
Man.
This is the worst. Kevin says, I think maybe when the eclipse happens, we'll be able to Wormwood. Planet X, that's why the military has been deployed. That's funny.
Oh, where did I go?
You went off screen. I think your camera.
I don't know where I'm at. Maybe. Hold on. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, weird. Hold on. I think my camera turned off.
Do you want me to stop the camera or do you got it?
I got it.
All right. This is a great time right now to acknowledge our audio-only fans. If you do not know, this podcast has been broadcast in over 110 countries. I think every continent now. And we have over 22,000 downloads. So pretty cool. We just hit our 200 download mile marker a couple weeks ago. And we're actually doing it better, I think, the last year or so. I was doing it by myself for a long time. The show's had many iterations. Between the heavy deep dives at the beginning, transitioning it to more of a current events, conspiracy, weird shit kind of show. And now it's more of what I like to talk about. And I think what my few dedicated fans of the video platforms want to talk about. So even though we don't get the big analytics on the video platforms, audio only, we're doing fine. It just sucks that YouTube really shuts me down. It's like really bullshit.
I miss America Unhinged, though.
Dude, remember when I had 980 subscribers?
Yeah.
And I got that within like 4 months?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, right?
It is.
And then you see, I'm not going to call out any of my friends, but they got there so easily by following the rules. I'm so low-key pissed about it. Pissed about it, but...
That's funny, Mel.
What's up, Mel B? There's a flying saucer in the tail, too. Put on your track suits. I got all my Adidas on. I'm ready. Dude,
is that like a theme? I don't know.
It is. Kevin says, remember all the observations, telescopes being taken out? I do. And John Arch says, you're getting close to 300, dude. Yeah, and that's been... I mean, how long ago did America Unhinged get nuked? That was like 2 years ago, right?
I mean, you kind of left a long time. You kind of were off YouTube for a while.
Like a few months, huh?
Yeah. Recently, you started doing...
And I was cutting off the thing, but now I'm just letting it bang. Just so you guys know, I'm another strike away from a permaban.
Yeah.
It can happen anytime. So you got to go to rumble.com/Cosmic Radio and find that channel as well. I really try to push that more, but people don't go to Rumble yet.
No.
But John Arch says it's been about a year and a half since America Unhinged got purged. John would know. He kept receipts on. That was a good channel. I had fun, dude.
He consulted his calendar. Like, he went and got his calendar out. He was like,
Yeah, let me check my notes.
Yeah. My show notes.
Man, I had a fight community and everything. I had fight community and conspiracies.
Yeah, it was fun. It was good. It's still fun. Fuck.
It is. Okay. Yeah, so it is. I'm reminiscing too much about the old days. I'm like, oh, man, those were good.
It was.
Then you cover January 6th and your whole world is over. Mm-mm.
Don't even say it.
Don't.
Yep.
Candyman. It's basically what you should be saying.
Oh, man. They are calling for.
Here's the raw video.
They
did
are
you even watch this?
Calling for blood, like for Jay-Z now.
Who is?
Quick. Just everyone.
Oh,
everyone.
I know, dude.
Dude. Okay. Let's keep doing the bridge, though.
And then we'll go to Diddy. We're almost to Diddy.
After.
Moscow Theater has to wait another time. Like,
yeah.
Fuck Ukraine. It's over. Like, we understand, okay? Like, just just seed yourself. Okay, let's go. Let's go back. I want to make sure I present it right, so I'm stopping the screen, presenting it again. And Slava Ukraine. And Donetsk. Here's the footage of the bridge being decimated. And before you guys get mad at me for your relatives being involved in war shit, I'd be like, yeah, join the club. Okay. Like, talk to my dead uncles, bro.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. Here's the ship. Do-do-do-do.
Loses power.
Do-do-do-do. Well, this is the second time, right? Oh, no, wait. Oh, it's back on.
Turns back on.
It's faulting
We're
out.
We're good, guys. We're good.
The power's
good.
Been off. I want to make a highly controversial opinion, apparently. That power's been going off on that ship for the last hour or two, if it's flickering off right now. Like, you just don't lose power right before you're about to hit something in the harbor. They're likely experiencing this for hours, I think.
Yeah. What it looks like to me, actually, is like they called someone in India and they were like, we lost control. We haven't had control for a while. And they're like, what should we do? He's like, did you try to turn it on and off again, sir?
He's like, if you can't turn it on and off, we recommend you crash it into the bridge so our Jewish financiers can cash in the insurance claim immediately. Here's claim code 0x854FCV099. Please cash in this insurance claim immediately after the news reports. Thank you.
Oh, that was excellent. Excellent.
And not racist at all. It's just how it goes down.
It's true. When it's true, it's not racist.
When things are true, shit is just is.
It's just, that's just is. All right, here it goes.
Sorry, Amit.
Pause it, right?
More? Go forward more?
I want to see it like the split second in between when it hits, and then there's like a split second there, and then it collapses.
Okay, hold on. Okay, I think I got it. Hold on.
You get it.
Wait for it.
Oh! Hits. See, right here.
You see the water splash up?
Yep. It just hit like a massive steel beam. And it doesn't even look like it really... Okay, right there, you see like little, like, bright... It could just be the lights behind it. Can you go back, like, to, like, half a second?
Let's try 1 second.
Okay, 1 second.
Right here?
Yeah, so nothing.
That's 1 second
right?
back.
Look at like the where the cars drive on, like that piece. Oh shit, man, that shit is crazy.
Let's go back. Let's go back to 40 seconds and play it out.
All right. All right. Let's watch it. Hmm. I don't know. It looks weird. No. It looks weird.
Are you telling? Oh, he says to slow mo it. Oh, that's right. There is slow motion on YouTube. I forgot, like an idiot.
Yeah, I forgot too. Slow motion. All right.
I'm such a stoner. Want to go to 2.0? I think 2 or yeah, 1.75.
Or no, do 0.25.
Dave, don't get me about nanothermite, Ivor. Okay, we don't want to go back on 9/11 shit, and I want to be friends with you. Do you think the Arab? Okay, he did the Arabs. He thinks the Arabs did 9/11.
They found the passports, Jairus.
Dude, obviously. They're perfect. This is before CGI. Like, obviously, that's that real paper passport.
It wasn't even laminated.
God damn it, Ivor. I don't know if he's ever trolling or not. Like, ever. Until he gets mad and stops following me for a few months.
Right, he leaves for a year. Like, oh, he was serious. He meant it.
Yeah, like he meant it. All right, here's that 0.25.
Here we go.
Splash. This is way slow motion.
Dude.
It's a total false flag to make Trump look bad.
It was Trump's fault.
What, the bridge or 9/11?
Yes. Think about it. Where did Trump where did Trump live when 9/11
happened? Sorry, he made a lot of money after 9/11.
There you go.
Shel Silverstein.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. I'm going to lose some followers on that comment.
It seems.
John R. says it's because the bridge is suspended on those two suspension pillars. It drops when one drops. Yep. Agreed with that.
Okay.
I don't know who shot the video, Kevin. And Jen Ivers says, John, don't get all engineering in here. Very funny. And I do think I have some quick Twitter clips of the whole debacle saved. It's going to take me a second to find them in my bookmarks, but feel free to chime in with any thoughts, Mars, really
okay.
Quick here. Let's see. Do. I'm not sharing the screen yet. Got to find it. Man, there's so much Diddy shit I saved just in case. Just in case.
You got to.
It's really funny to me. We always knew there was something off about Diddy. Like, I was aware in 99. I think I was pretty aware. I was a big Tupac fan. We all knew. And Biggie was fake also. Biggie, like, stole some music from another rapper that was coming up in New York.
I saw that, actually. I've seen that.
Nobody ever heard of him.
Yeah.
And Jay-Z is a fucking fed. That is for sure. Oh, wait. I accidentally stopped that camera. Jay-Z is a fed. Thank you, mm-hmm. Kevin Waring. Bitch ass hoe. Who else dresses like Jean? What's his name? The Basquiat? Who else dresses like Basquiat? Who does their hair like Basquiat? We got 7 people watching right now. That's a miracle for YouTube, guys. Give yourselves a big pat on the back. And comment below. Give it a thumbs up. We're almost there to Diddy. We got to cover a couple more Baltimore videos, guys. Here's a time-stamped video from MJ Truth Ultra. Here's a captioned video showing what I believe is the cargo ship being hacked with timestamps.
Oh, snap.
Let's go. We're going to need some action on the show tonight. There's no audio. It is time-lapsed for the audio listeners. Everything looks good. Okay, power loss, number one. Oh, dark ship. Mm-hmm. Okay, cars are going across. Let's take note of the traffic.
Yep.
Recovery. It was able to recover to avoid that first one. And there's still traffic on the bridge.
Crazy.
So traffic was not shut down on the bridge.
Yeah, there's definitely now it's going to hit the bridge.
That's right, everybody. Hit the like button. We got 8 people in here. Probably a lot more Rumble. I want to watch this one more time. Let's let it run through one more time. Because this will be the last Baltimore Bridge video. Power's lost. Recovery. That shit dead ass made a turn right at it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's like a finesse move. Like,
that's like a good move.
Yeah. Like, you can't do that on accident. Or I feel like it would be hard to.
And that was all within 7 minutes overall. It was sped up, but that was a 7 minute span.
Right.
Very weird for me.
Weird.
I'm going to need you to pinch it here, Mars, and fill in the audience for a quick minute break on my end. And just tell people a little bit about yourself, what you're doing. And yeah, I'll be right back, folks. Mars Bars on the mic.
Hey, guys. This would be a great time for you to like, subscribe, and share the video if you haven't. Let your friends and family know to come watch the show. And have a good time talking about current events. Bigfoot. I like talking about Bigfoot. What else do we do? Rappers. We will talk about rappers. If you like to listen to other people talk about rappers, then this is the show for you. What else? We talk about I don't know. Lots of stuff. So come on down, subscribe, like, and share, and come be a friend of the Cosmic Show.
Hells yeah. I don't know what he said, but I stand by it. I had to pee. I really had to pee. And we are on to Diddy. Speaking of people that like to watch other people pee, Diddy apparently is 100% one of them. There's a lot of weird shit that happened with this guy, man. This guy just can't stay out of it.
Yeah.
People be trying to support him. What do you think about Diddy? Like, I knew he was a bad person, but I never thought he was like an absolute maniac. Like, that right. part's a little bit alarming to me, you know?
Yeah, I think it's terrible, and all of the victims involved, you know, that's terrible. Terrible what happened, but I want to say that it's more entertaining than Epstein because Diddy is such a freak. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Epstein was bad, but... you know, they didn't like raid his house and like put up pictures of it on the internet. It's pretty.
They protected Epstein more than Diddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that just goes to show you how unbeloved and manufactured he was in the music industry. And he always came off as a fraud. So a lot of people might not know this about me, but I was a huge hip hop head from the ages of, I would say, 11 to when I met you.
Right.
Like, I listen to exclusively hip hop. I think you could probably remember a day such as this. Like, I'm recalling to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the fact that Diddy was ever in a music video was sus, that he ever was given a rap lyric, that he ever made a TV appearance. Dave Chappelle would openly mock him as early as 2004, which is 20 years ago. And if you really looked at those clips, like, he wasn't just like, he was actually dogging Diddy. And
yeah, it hits a little different once you know, like, then it's like, oh, like, that's why
you're like, why is 50 Cent still saying the same thing for 20 years? You're like, no, he really, like, knows that Diddy is a homo and right. that he's a terrible person and he doesn't care. Like, I've been tying Diddy into so many things. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious he helped kill Biggie and Tupac. Probably for different reasons. I don't think it's connected in the reasons that people think. I'm learning he might have connections to MJ's death via this fucking Rabbi Shmuley, which I cannot confirm or deny, but I'm hot on the trail like a bloodhound. I got my Sephardic Junos, which is what's rumored to be behind my Spanish ancestry. Yeah. So let's not fuck around and pretend like I can't read a Talmud and just decipher it instantly, okay? We don't know what would happen once I crack it open. I might find out all the secrets, but I've been telling you, how is such a negligible figure in hip hop history this powerful?
Right.
Shine is a rapper who I think still might be in jail to this day for killing somebody with the gun that J-Lo snuck into the club for Diddy when they're together back in the day. And
no way
he shot this dude. And wait till we get to the affidavit with Rodney Jones. He's like, yeah, I watched a dude get shot in the bathroom. They drug him outside and the LAPD came out and investigated. They went in the bathroom. They looked outside and they agreed that it got shot in a drive-by and everybody just drove off. This is how connected Diddy is rumored.
Wow.
It's fucking nuts. And I don't want to believe all the bad things about him, but when your music's that terrible, it doesn't really help you in the court of public opinion. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, dude. Everyone loves R. Kelly. Like, still.
People think his music is great, though. Like, it's generally took that he's like an R&B genius.
Right.
Which is different from what we think of him as. It's like, mid.
Yeah, like, he's all right.
It's like 2000, like Nelly. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Like, but no, that's not how he's viewed in the industry.
Right.
Like, he's really, it's hard to put this into words for, I think, the average folk or even Caucasian or Mexican folks. Like, no, they're really revered to a different level and it doesn't make sense.
Right, right.
It's like the infiltration of the degeneracy that's been propagated upon them has just worked so well.
Huh. Yeah, I never got into Diddy or R. Kelly, but I do like Genuine.
Genuine is pretty good. Was he Bad Boy Records? I bet you he was. Oof.
I don't know.
All right, let's get into Diddy. I found this clip. It's kind of adjacent to Diddy. It's not directly related, but I guess I got a half shout out Tom Lucre, even though I hate him because he reshared this clip of Diddy on a Nickelodeon TV show back when I was a child. I used to watch this show called All That, and here's the clip.
They let Diddy on Nickelodeon?
Oh, of course they did. They let all kinds of people on that set, yo. You wouldn't believe it.
Oh, no.
We didn't even get into that. Like, I know. This is how crazy the news has been. I haven't even been able to cover the Nickelodeon shit.
Mm-hmm.
Iris is R&P artist, manufactured consent, 100% with all this nonsense. Teabaggin' is watching on Rumble. What's up, Teabaggin'?
Oh, that's cool.
John says, their race is inherently incapable of catching on to the propaganda. That's why they are the favored pets. I'm not going to say you're wrong or right. Teabagging says, huh? Diddy diddled. Just back to back. probably a repeat tweet. I know Rumble sucks in their comments, in their chats. They got to fix that shit.
That's kind of cool that we can see it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
That's been around for a couple months, but
okay.
You know, but I can't reply back to Rumble. The chats only go to YouTube.
Oh,
gotcha. If I reply, let's check out this weird, creepy ass sketch. It's funny. This is like a Chappelle.
And he's still sound asleep.
Oh no! What is that?
I don't know.
Ooh.
You know, in situations like
you can only imagine.
I always ask myself, what would P. Diddy do? What would P. Diddy do? Well, I don't know. Hey, let's ask him. Oh, okay.
What?
There be Diddy.
So,
we can't wake up Shane.
You try cymbals?
Yep.
What about sour milk?
Didn't work.
Yeah.
What? Take this toy helicopter. Put it down his pants.
His what?
His pants? What is going on? Why?
Nothing. Didn't work. He's still asleep.
Try this.
Shall I? By all means.
Why did he?
Denial says, what's up, Denial? He's back. While the same sick fuck who worked on this shit got charged and still worked for Disney. Brian Peck.
Gross.
Bad Boy Records rated by Bad Boys. Bad Boys, what you gonna do?
I think so. Waka gonna do.
Waka flocka flame a do. Teabagging therapist says, turn it on, foo. John says, did he love kids? Love getting kids to diddle. Too predictable. Teabagging answers. What a weird motherfucker, right?
Pretty weird.
He just got away with it all them years. All them years. All them decades. Mm-mm. Oh, let's check this out. You guys will love this. Watch this, okay? So with Diddy, let's just go ahead and go to us really quick. A lot of people are starting to question where Jay-Z is at. 50 Cent has been very vocal out there. Mm-hmm. He's been blasting him on Twitter. You can go find it. Go find 50 Cent. And he's just asking. He's put him on a milk carton. That was the funniest thing I ever seen.
Oh, man, that was funny.
That was really fucking funny. But I just want you to take a look at Jay-Z with Marina Abramovic before he begins to rap in this next mm-hmm. segment. If you don't know, Marina Abramovic is chief witch to the White House, and Jay-Z and Diddy are both connected. And if you do believe in that logic, and you do follow that line, that theory, if Diddy be doing this shit and knows it hangs out with Jay-Z, and Jay-Z and Diddy have been bringing out the vote for the Democratic Party for the last 25 years, then they probably know Obama.
Right.
And Obama probably be helping out. I'm just guessing, right?
Obama knows.
Oh!
So.
Obama knows. Afuera! Yeah. Obama knows.
Afuera!
That's what I say. That's what I say. Denial says the butt smuggling tunnel is wild to me. We got tonight. We got 8 people watching. This is an off the hook stream. Actually.
Nice.
Kevin says, did he groom Justin Bieber for show? Oh yeah, we covered that several times. Denial says, did he did Usher, then Usher got Diddy Justin. Yeah, you got everybody. Supreme Buffalo says, bringing new meaning to the phrase, did he did it?
That's a shirt.
Ivers says, I'm starting Microthermite Records. I think that's a shirt. Can you create that shirt, Mars?
Microthermite Records?
Please.
With the bridge on
that's
it.
You. I feel like that And Diddy, you gotta have Diddy and the vinyl in the background. Okay, come on, bro, you can do it.
Right.
Kevin says, "Look, Jay-Z is Illuminati confirmed. He isn't going down."
Mm-mm.
Teabag and therapist says, "Did the I'm a pee on you guy finally go to jail?" Forget. Yeah, I think he's actually still in jail. But he's also the shittiest performer to ever get charged.
I thought he got off. I thought he got off.
No, I think he's serving time.
Oh.
I mean, I might be wrong. Obama knows. Kevin says he comes a million family, not a street gangster. Who did he?
Oh,
I did learn about that. His dad was somebody important.
Oh, that's why he's so lame.
Yep. John Arch says Obama knows. Yes, that would be correct. Teabagging the Connell tunnels. Man, the chats are off the chart.
I know.
The Diddler is the new DC Comics villain. No, that's Rabbi Shmuley. That's Rabbi Shmuley.
Oh, gosh.
100%. Jay models himself after a gay painter. Yeah, this Basquiat.
Oh, yeah. I saw a clip about that earlier where, like, someone else was calling him out for wanting to look like a gay painter.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Just a few more. R. Kelly and Diddy in new movie Step Predators. Ivor says his dad was CIA. And Diddy is Fed Spawn. Holy shit. Maybe Jay-Z or maybe Diddy on the CIA comment. He'll clarify 100%. Damn! You guys are base as fuck.
I thought Jay-Z was poor.
Like, Tupac went to, like, the best school in New York. He went to Juilliard.
Right, but I thought Jay-Z was poor.
Like, you probably tried to get into Juilliard, don't lie. I know you're...
Wasn't it, like, the... Yeah. It was probably... What do they call that? Positive racism or something like that?
It's called affirmative action.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, let's get into this Abramovich video. Look, I said Jay-Z, and it summoned everybody.
She's also like a peacekeeper or something to
Ukraine.
Ukraine, yeah, okay.
It's called Kazaria in my hood. Here's the video, guys. Prepared to be scared.
This is some hoodoo.
It's like he can't rap unless he's in that trance right now. Like, I wonder if he finds her at every show and he's just like locking gaze with Marina Abramovich, or like every time he's doing a media appearance now. Like, how far does this witchery go?
Is this like for a music video, or where are they? What's going on?
It's probably an Obama fundraiser. Look at everybody in the crowd. Like, they're donating money.
Right.
They are donating.
Yeah, what those are some healthy here? Looking faces. Or pause it. Right there. This chick to the right there with the black tank top on. She looks like she's
that one?
A choose.
I think they all are, bro.
Oh, okay. Or look at that guy in the back, like, so happy.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Creepy.
And this is really sad to say, but since I started my show again, Cosmic Radio on YouTube, I've never had 10 concurrent viewers, so shout out to you guys. Oh. That's how much we get shadow banned, people, so that's why you gotta like the button, share this. Follow me on Twitter at FreeJerry88, The Last Analog Hero, and Mars Bars at Life in a Sub, all lowercase. We will always be streaming, if not on YouTube. So you got to go to www.rumble.com/Cosmic Radio and you will find us there 100%. Weird shit, right? I don't like
that. I don't like that
video at all.
Nope.
And we're still talking about Diddy. Okay. Playful Secrets. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a thing I might share. It's a Zero Hedge article. But it's a quote from Rabbi Shmuley. I'm like, I think you're just linking it to him to be edgy.
Yeah, he's really hot right now.
For a reason. He killed who's MJ, bro.
Yeah, who's gonna die?
I think this is the year of MJ Truth, and his estate is finally going to be exonerated. And Shmuley was a big part of like the whole condemnation, like post the second documentary.
Okay.
But he's going to need everybody involved in the power play of the world needs a lot of obfuscation right now through November. They need to make the waters as muddied as possible.
Right.
Okay, Kevin, we will follow. We will look for that right now, actually, before I look. Wait, after this video from Liar Cohen. We're going to watch a Liar Cohen video, and then we'll go to Kevin Mooring's comment and start the full Diddy trajectory. I'm sorry I'm getting sidetracked, but can you hang out for a little bit longer, Mars, or do you got to leave soon?
Like, I got soon? 10, 15 minutes.
Sounds great. Okay. Sounds great to me. Here's who Diddy might be involved with. These folks are known as culture vultures, and they're placed in our government and in our entertainment industry as plants. And Liar Cohen is known to be a big power player in that.
I don't know just what's in that this opioid world thing, man. And
being a crackhead wasn't cool. Now they seem like they're seem like they're making it cool to be drinking lean.
Wait, what the hell?
It's the most dangerous thing that's facing our society.
So why sign an artist that would promote that?
Because I already answered that question.
If you guys are still there, I lost my whole screen.
You asked me talent or issues. And
said
talent.
Can you hear me?
Dude.
I can't give
hold
up.
Hold on one second. I literally got to log back into my Brave, guys.
It's opportunistic.
Everything is like still going.
I got a bit. I got a business to run.
You're gonna make Dame Dash take this clip and call you a culture vulture.
This is weird.
Who's Dame Dash? You brought him up. I don't even know him. I don't even know him.
Like, seriously.
So you bring his name up. I don't even know him.
Weird.
So,
y'all made a lot of money together.
Like, the whole tabs that were on were all gone. Man. I can't see nothing. I don't
know him.
What the fuck?
Weird.
I really don't. So
I don't like this, guys.
I don't know what to tell you.
So what's happening now?
The video's ended, and then it's just like paused. I can see like your Twitter feed bookmark things, and then I can still see you and hear
you. So the screen, dude. What the? I'm so terrified right now. Like, it all just ended. Like, my browser's out, my Twitter's out, and I'm not in
stream. Oh, weird.
All at the same time.
That's weird. But you can see like your desktop still?
No, like, I'm having to get back into everything.
You got to reopen everything?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. But we're still connected. That's odd.
Holy shit.
And it still says we're live. Second, I mean, it says live. Oh, now you're muted. Can't hear you. Nothing. I can't hear you. I can just see you. It's just on you now. Yeah, I can't hear you. You're still muted. Now it's both of us on screen with your bookmark thing. But I can't, I don't know. You went muted for some reason. That's weird. I'm going to go look at it on YouTube, see if we're still streaming. Yeah. Diddy makes his big escape. Oh, there. Now I can hear you. Let's see. Yeah, we're still live. That's funny.
All right. Dude, I don't know what the fuck to do. Like, I have several screens pulled up. I got to figure out how to end one of them. But I don't know why I'm even logged into it.
Yeah, that's weird that it would stay, like, on.
Is it echoing for you?
No, I don't have any echo. I see all the... or it stopped like feeding us comments, so there's like a bunch of comments.
I'm going to remove you, then we just both are back and just try to go back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Yep.
Hold on. God damn it. This feedback. They keep adding me in on two different sources that I don't know how to edit. See, look, I'm twice.
Oh, weird. I'm twice.
I think it's probably, I think we should just end.
Yeah, it's cool. I gotta go eat. I'm hungry.
See you guys later.
Thanks, bye. Guys. Peace.